A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One day, when the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist were fasting, some people asked Jesus, "Why is it that both the Pharisees and the disciples of John fast, but yours do not?" Jesus answered, "How can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a piece of new cloth on an old coat, because the new patch will shrink and tear away from the old cloth, making a worse tear. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the skins, and then both the wine and the skins would be lost. No, new wine, new wineskins." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This little phrase from Jesus, new wine, new wineskins, speaks to me of a willingness to take risks, be open to change, and to move to the margins when God calls us. In other words, to allow the new wine of God's love, inspiration, to come to us and to know that we need to be, yes, a new wine skin. Recently, I was away for a week in a rather remote part of our country here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I was giving a silent retreat to a group of people from different denominations. There were Pentecostal and Presbyterian, New Life, Anglican, etc., etc. And these people had given up a week of their lives to come aside in response to what they believed was a call from God. Now, what they all had in common was a desire for silence and a longing to deepen their relationship with Jesus. Then together with this, they also had a willingness to trust themselves to a risk-taking moment, to open their hearts to change and to go outside their comfort zones, as we sometimes call it today. Now, although their church experiences varied, they were all thirsting to drink deeper the wine of intimacy, this wine of a deep relationship is always new, always changing, and so requires new wineskins to contain it. As I reflected on this gospel we have just heard, I found myself pondering the place of change in my own life, my own willingness to take risks, to move to the margins, and the challenges that this offers. To try something new usually involves taking a risk, and of course, depending on a person's personality and temperament, change is definitely more risky for some than for others. For some of the people who came on the retreat, it was a little like going with Jesus into the wilderness, and initially the silence felt quite scary. Some were very nervous, going well outside their comfort zone, and yet the call of Jesus gave them the courage to take the risk. We find comfort, of course, in the familiar and the known, and so there's always a risk going into the unknown. And this movement, as we know, can provoke fear, anxiety, insecurity. So it is one thing to hear the call into silence, quite another to make the commitment. And I have the greatest admiration for those who came on the retreat. And as I had the privilege of companioning them, I also saw the grace of God transforming them from, what, a mentality of letter of the law, to the freedom of the spirit, from setting things in concrete to allowing them to flow freely, from inner conflict and chaos to gentle tenderness with self. In this way, God was providing new wineskins for the new wine being both gifted and received. In the presence of Jesus, we are always adjusting our perspectives, being open to this newness, this change, this risk-taking. I find great inspiration in Pope Francis, who offers many insights into this theme of new wine, new wineskins. As we all know, he's certainly doing things differently, and it's quite lovely and refreshing. Last November, he spoke with the international leaders of Religious Brothers, and he told them how on the previous day he had met with the prior of the Taizé community. In that sacred place, this Catholic, Calvinist, Lutheran, and other monks, they all lived together. And for him, this was an impressive role model for young people. And we know how young people flock to Taizé. Family life, community life, parish life, with all its diversity, can truly be an experience of new wine in new wineskins. And Francis went on to say something very interesting, I found, and it was that something is missing from communities where there is no conflict. Reality dictates that there are conflicts in all families and groups of people. And in his exhortation of Evangelii Gaudium, Pope Francis wonders about the acceptance of bearing conflict, of resolving it, and transforming it into a link that leads to a new process. I'll say that quote again. The acceptance of bearing conflict, of resolving it, and transforming it into a link that leads to a new process. It's number 227 of Evangelii Gaudium. In this sense, I see very clearly that conflict can become new wine in new wineskins. When we are willing to come together, sort out our differences, and try to live in loving harmony. So where there is love, there is no need to be afraid of conflict. And so to continue pondering this theme of Jesus, new wine, new wineskins, I believe we need to be really aware of and open to change, to taking risks and trusting God is with us. After all, who knows what the future has in store for us? To return to our gospel, how can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and on that day they will fast. To live this exhortation of Jesus, our minds and our hearts need to be open to his invitation and to trust that he is providing both the new wine and the container. New wine, and as we say, new wineskins. Blessings on this day and every day.